I found out that I'd be speaking to an audience that just listened to Rabbi Orlovsky. So I went to the library. I got all the humor section books out. I started brushing up. But my wife prevailed upon me not to try to take that route. So I want to discuss an interesting pasuk. The pasuk tells us in Yirmiyah Nun Aleph. The pasuk says, Boshnu ki shamanu cherpa. We were embarrassed because we heard our disgrace. Kisisa klima panenu. Our faces were covered with disgrace. Ki ba'u zarim al mikdashe beis Hashem. Because zarim, strangers, came and attacked the mikdash, the holy sites of beis Hashem, of the beis HaMikdash. Chazal and Eicha Rabbah expound on this pasuk. Boshnu ki shamanu cherpa. We were embarrassed because we heard our disgrace. Our face was covered with disgrace. Zu tishabov. Ki ba'u zorim al mikdashe beis Hashem. Cause strangers came and attacked the beis Hashem. Ze beis hamikdash rishon. Ze beis hamikdash sheni. So boshni ki shamanu cherpa is referring to Shavasa B'Tamuz, while Kisisa Chlima Panenu is referring to Tisha B'Av, and it's very cryptic. What does this mean? Why is Boshnu? What about the words Boshnu Kishamanu Cherpa? Seems like it's referring to Shavasa B'Tamuz. The Beis Halevi has an interesting suggestion. He says that we know that the first events of Shavasa B'Tamuz, the first event of Shavasa B'Tamuz was Nishtabru HaLuchos. The Luchos were broken. The Luchos were broken because of the Egel Hazah. On Tisha B'Av, the first thing to take place was B'Chayt HaMeraglim. The Atem B'Chiyah, B'Chiyah Shel Chinam. I'm going to be Kaveh for you, a B'Chiyah Lidoros. So what was the difference between the Chayt HaEgel and the Chayt HaMeraglim? Says the Beis HaLevi, the Medrash tells us that the main people involved in the Chayt HaEgel were the Erev Rav. Klal Yisrael themselves didn't take a primary role, primary function in the Chayt HaEgel. As opposed to when it comes to Chayt HaMeraglim, Klal Yisrael themselves were the ones who sent the Meraglim, and they were both the Bechiyah Shalchina. So says the Beis HaLevi, Boshnu ki shamanu cherpa. We were embarrassed ki shamanu cherpa. We heard terrible things. We heard other people doing terrible things, such as the Chayt HaEgel, and we were silent. The Avera of Shavasa B'Tamuz, the first Avera of Chayt HaEgel, we weren't actively involved. But boshnu ki shamanu cherpa. We're embarrassed because we heard it and we stood by idly. But when it comes to Tisha B'Av, cherpa kisisa chlima panenu, our faces are covered with disgust. That we were actually involved in. But the pasuk still requires some understanding, some deeper understanding why Chazal thought that this pasuk of boshnu ki shamanu cherpa is referring specifically to Shavasa B'Tamuz. So we take a deeper look at Shavasa B'Tamuz, perhaps we could gain a little bit of understanding. What happened on Shavasa B'Tamuz? What are we commemorating on Shavasa B'Tamuz? So we just mentioned that the Mishnah tells us five things happened, the first of which was Nishtabru HaLuchos. And the Maral points out that each one of the things, each one of the five things that occurred on Shavasa B'Tamuz has a Tzad HaShava B'Neim. There's a common denominator. Says the Maral when he's contrasting Shavasa B'Tamuz to Tisha B'Av, Umipnei she yudzayin B'Tamuz hu hascholas hakotzeh, ulefichach kol hei dvarim shebonasu enom gemar peronios. All the things that occurred on Shavasa B'Tamuz are not the gemar of peronios. It's always the beginning, the haschola of the peronios. On Shavasa B'Tamuz we commemorate the beginning of the tragedy. We remember the beginning of the peronios. But not the end. The end of none of these five things were the end. None of them in and of themselves would be something that we would mourn. But since they led to something worse, they led to something greater, a greater tragedy, therefore they're of significance. Kimashe shavru luchos, fascinating, says Maral, that which the luchos were broken, ain't no tachlis peronios, it's not the end of the world. Why? Sharei efshe b'acherim, you get a second pair of luchos. Varaya, we did. We got a second pair of luchos. So, not the end of the world, the luchos are broken. The Rebbe Shlom gave us another pair of luchos. Ki azman, ki ze azman hu taschalas hakata ve'eino gmar. Because Shavuos v'Tammuz, we're not talking about the end of the tragedy, only the beginning of the tragedy. Rak b'Tisha B'Av tachlis hakitza. But on Tisha B'Av, then we commemorate the end of the tragedy, what ultimately transpired, and the ultimate tragedy, that's the ultimate thing that we are mourning in and of itself. V'chein mashev batal atamid. The Mishnah says, what else happened Shavuos v'Tammuz? The Tamid was batal. And Slichas, we say that all the karbonas were batal. But we focus on the fact that Tamid was batal. No more karbon atamid. Ain't no tachlis hachronios. It's not the end of the world also. It's not the, in and of itself, it's not the worst tragedy. At shecharav habayis. Once we no longer have Beis HaMikdash, that's the end of the world. But batal atamid, so we can always reinstitute the Tamid. Not the end of it, in and of itself, again, says Maral, it's not something which we would mourn. It's only because it leads to Churban Beis HaMikdash, only because it leads to Tisha B'Av. V'chein mashesarav afustamos ha-Torah, that which he burnt the Torah, ain't a tachlos koranios. Shariyaf shebacheres, we have other Sifrei Torah. Terrible tragedy, no doubt. But it's not something that we would pikoveya Tisha B'Av for. Shavuos v'Tammuz is not on the end of the tragedy, it's the beginning of the process. V'chein mashen nivka ha'ir. Perhaps the most obvious one is the fact that the wall of the city was broken. They breached the wall. Ein ze gemar peronios. Breaking the wall itself is not something to mourn. It's only because the breaking of the wall led to a churban, led to a Tisha B'Av. V'rak ha'sharav habayis. V'chein mashen hem itzelem v'heichal. Ein gemar shel peronios. Rak ha'sharav habayis. Ulefikach elu chamisha dvarim iro beyudzayim betamas. Says the Maral, the Tzad HaShoveh, the common denominator between all the things that occurred on Shavuos v'Tammuz is specifically that they weren't the end of the tragedy. It wasn't the ultimate tragedy. It was just the beginning. It was the beginning stages that led to a greater tragedy. That's what we commemorate on Shavuos v'Tammuz. Which leads us to, I think, two very basic questions. One is more of a detail, and that I'm sure all of you have been thinking of, from the moment the Maral, that I read to you the Maral saying, that we could do without the luchos, because you could always get a second pair of luchos. Is that really true? You could always get a second pair of luchos. We could take it for granted, get a second pair of luchos. You know, at the end of the day, if someone could, Rahman al-Hassan, you could say the same thing about a Beis HaMikdash, you know, destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but we could always build another Beis HaMikdash, not the end of the world, not tachlis haparaniyos, because we can always build a Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. So what are we going so crazy about? What are we mourning over? Very interesting svara of the Maral, that since we can get the second pair of luchos, it's not something so severe. But secondly, and perhaps more basic question, is if this is the case, and all the peronios, all the tragedies that took place on Shavuos v'Tammuz are indeed just the beginning of the tragedy, but not the tachlos haperonios in the words of Maral. So why are we mourning? Mashal ma'adav rachman al-etzlan, a person mourns the day that he loses a close relative. So you remember the yurtze. Do you commemorate the day that he became sick? Not necessarily. The sickness was ultimately led to the real tragedy, that I lost my relative. So I remember the day, commemorate the day that he was nifter rachman al-etzlan. So if it's true that Shavuos v'Tammuz is just commemorating the days which ultimately led to the real peronios, the real korban, so let's just commemorate Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Huvka ha'ir, the walls being breached, that was only significant, as the Maral told us, because it led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So then why commemorate, once we're commemorating the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, why commemorate the Huvka ha'ir? Why do we need the whole thing to begin with? Specifically in light of the Rambam, we know that the Rambam tells us that the point of all these Tanesim, the point that we're fasting, the reason why we're fasting, says the Rambam, it's important to keep in context. A person could fast a whole day, not think about this Rambam, and we miss the boat. Yesham yamim shekol yisrael mis'anin behem mipnei hatzaros she'ira behem. Terrible things happened on those days. Kidei le'orer ha'levavos liftoach darachei yatshuva. What are we doing? At the end of the day, the Rambam tells us, the point here is le'orer ha'levavos, to arouse us, to inspire us to darkei ha'tshuva. If we went a whole day without eating, without drinking, but we didn't think a moment about tshuva, ikr chasam in ha'sefer. Says the Rambam, v'yezeh zikoron le'maseinu ha'ra'im u'masei avoseinu, shahoya k'maseinu ata, that we are following in the ways of masei ha'ra'im, of our forebears. Why did we have these tragedies? We have these tragedies because of the averas. Ultimately, remembering these travesties, these terrible things, will ultimately cause us, inspire us to do tshuva. So again, if it's ultimately the same chata'im, which led to the Churban Abayis, it was just a stage earlier leading to Huvka Ha'ir, Nishtabru Aluchas was just a stage, a prerequisite before we had the real chet of chet HaMeraglim, as many of the Mefarshim explained. That they were two coming together. The chet HaEgel was independent of Meraglim, and the Meraglim was on the heels of the chet HaEgel. Really, the destruction was already, the destruction of the Dor HaMidbar was already had in mind, the Rebbeinu Shlom had in mind to destroy them from the chet HaEgel. The chet HaMeraglim was just working on the heels of the chet HaEgel. So if we're commemorating the ultimate destruction, why do we need to commemorate the middle stage? The stage where we had a little bit of a churban. We had not tachlis apuronius, but kotzeh. Not kotzeh apuronius, not tachlis apuronius, but just a little bit of a patch, kaviyachal, from the Ribbono Shel Olam. What are we doing on the whole day? Why do we need a separate fasting? So I think we have to make a diyuk. We have to infer something very important in the lashon of Chazal. The language of Chazal, very careful. You know, very often you'll see Svarim discussing Shavuos Betamuz, and they'll discuss the five events that took place on Shavuos Betamuz. And the first event they'll discuss is the Chet HaEgel. Because the Chet HaEgel, the Luchos were broken because of the Chet HaEgel. So the first thing that we did was the Chet HaEgel. Second, on Tisha B'Av was the Chet of the Rabbah. But Chazal don't say Chet HaEgel. Chazal could have said, what are we commemorating on Shavuos Betamuz? Chet HaEgel. The fact that we erred when it came to Chet HaEgel. That's not what they say. They say Mishtabru HaLuchos. Now, that's what we're commemorating. That's what we're mourning over, the fact that the Luchos were broken. The real sin over here, the real tragedy over here was Chet HaEgel. The Luchos were broken because we were being punished for Chet HaEgel. Wasn't possible to have a Luch, Shnei Luchos HaBris, so Klal Yisrael serving the Chet HaEgel. So what should Chazal say? The Chet HaEgel, what are they focusing on? The detail. The Luchos did break, but what are we commemorating? Our sin of Chet HaEgel. There's one other place where Chazal have a very similar lashon, very similar language, and they don't say Chet HaEgel, but they say Nishtabru HaLuchos. The Gemara tells us in Erevin, Gemara says, Il mole lo nishtabru luchos harishonim, lo nishtakha Torah mi Yisrael. If the luchos were never broken, so Klal Yisrael would never forget Torah. Many of the Farshim explain, not only Klal Yisrael, each individual, you'd only have to learn once and you'd remember forever. Just one cycle of Daf Yomi, you're done. You don't have to go back, it's over. Lo nishtakha Torah mi Yisrael. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Ein kol uma v'loshon sholetes bohem. If the Luchos hadn't been smashed by Moshe Rabbeinu, Ein kol uma v'loshon sholetes in Klal Yisrael, we would never have gone into Golos. No one would ever, no other nation would ever have the possibility, the power to overrule Klal Yisrael. Without the Shviras Haluchos, forget about Golos. We would never have been able to be conquered. Which leads us to the obvious question. If that's the case, without Shviras Haluchos, and again, the Gemara doesn't say Chet HaEgel. You could say that the Gemara means Chet HaEgel, because the Luchos were the result of the Chet HaEgel. The Gemara says the Luchos. Shviras Haluchos, no Shviras Haluchos, no Golos. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu break them? Why did he break them? Without Shviras Haluchos, as the Gemara says, Chet HaEgel, yes or no, it doesn't make a difference. If there's no Shviras Haluchos, says the Gemara, no Golos. En kol uma v'loshon sheletis bahem. We would have been good for all of history. So why break the Luchos? What was Moshe Rabbeinu doing? What was the Cheshbon? Why are you breaking that? Perhaps we can explain this based on a moshul at Nahad of Redoimer. You have a couple get married, and things are going well at the beginning. As time goes on, so the relationship gets a little bit rougher. And as things go on, very slowly it progresses, it gets a little bit worse and worse. No tremendous events that cause anything, but the relationship begins to unravel. Until ultimately we're at a stage where there's real emotional abuse. And just the way they're treating each other, not appropriate, and the marriage is totally disintegrated. Still married, still living in one house, but the connection is not there. As the husband is continuously, again, emotionally abusing his wife with not speaking nicely and things of that nature. So ultimately one day she decides, I had enough, it's over, I'm done, I'm leaving, I'm done, I had enough. And he's shocked. He didn't realize what was going on. He didn't realize what she had been feeling the whole time. You're leaving? Why are you leaving? I had enough. You're not treating me properly. I'm leaving. And he begs her, please stay. We'll work on it. We'll work through it. I didn't realize what you were feeling. That moment where she threatens to leave is a painful moment. It's a moment where he realizes what's really going on. The illusion is gone. He's not able to fool himself anymore that he has a fine marriage, his home is fine. It's a painful moment. Reality sets in. But that moment also very likely will save the marriage. That moment when she says, I'm leaving, it's enough, I had enough, I don't want this anymore, and jolts him, throws him into a state of introspection, what's going on over here, very likely will save the marriage. Moshe Rabbeinu understood. Yes, it could be that having the Shnei Luchos HaBris, and we're talking about Shnei Luchos HaBris, which we never ultimately reaccomplished. We never ultimately received them again. The Shnei Luchos HaBris that we got the second time around were not the same Shnei Luchos HaBris we had the first time around. Shnei Luchos HaBris the first time around were Ksav Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shlom himself wrote them. They were B'nei Sayu Omdin. They were miraculous. Kol ma she'talmid vasik osid lechadesh. Every aspect of Torah Shebichsav, of what we call Torah Shebal Peh, every chiddush that any Talmud Chacham is ultimately going to have was written on these Shnei Luchos HaBris. As we saw before, there was no shikcha before that. There was no toiling and learning. It was not hard. You didn't have to expend effort. It was a completely different mitzvah, a completely different reality for Klal Yisrael. And that could have maintained itself. And we could have lasted like that. But it would have gotten to a stage of where we had no relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlom. We'd have gotten to a point where we kept drifting away and we wouldn't even know it. To a point where we're so far apart, the Rebbeinu Shlom says, that's it, I'm leaving. I have to destroy these people. There's no point anymore. Comes Moshe Rabbeinu and says, I'm destroying the Shnei Luchos HaBris. It's going to be painful. And you might not ever reach the same level for a long time until the ultimate Ge'ulah. But this pain will serve you well. The reality of being thrown into galus, the reality of having churban, the reality of having persecution, it's a painful process. But this way, at least when we are drifting farther away from the Rebbeinu Shlom, we know it. We get a patch. Something tells us we're drifting. We have to fix something. The relationship is not what it used to be. We have to fix the relationship. So that day of Shivas V'Tamas, Moshe Rabbeinu was mechadesh something tremendous. Something painful, something which will plague Klal Yisrael for the rest of their existence. Something which we know has plagued our people for all of eternity, but something which we can't live without. Moshe Rabbeinu was mechadesh, there's gonna be a Shviras Haluchos. And what that means is, like when Yaakov Avinu went down and he davened that there's going to be a chole, there's going to be a sickness before someone dies, so I know what's coming. A doctor once told me, the greatest gift that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave human beings is the gift of pain. We don't realize it, we don't appreciate it, but Shas Maisim could imagine if we didn't have pain, how much earlier our lives would come to an end, we wouldn't know. Moshe Rabbeinu was mechadesh on a communal level, on Shabbos V'Tamuz, there's gonna be something called national pain. National churban. But that's gonna jerk you. That's gonna jolt you into a state of tshuva. That's gonna ultimately allow you to revitalize that relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's the Shviras Haluchos. So the Maral is telling us the reason that we're commemorating the first stage, even though it's not tachlis haparonios, it's true. It's not the ultimate churban. It's not the churban beis hamikdash. But everything that happened on Shavuos V'Tamuz was the Rebbeinu Shlom telling you, This is Shviras Haluchos. Realize that if you continue down this path, it's going to get worse. Get the picture now. Don't make me make it worse. This Churban is a slight Churban. It's Shviras Haluchos. But it could end in something much worse if you don't get your act together. And the same is true with Huvka Ha'ir. It was a warning sign to Klal Yisrael. Yes, it's not the Churban Abayis yet. But it could lead to a Churban Abayis. That was the Chiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Shivasu B'Tammuz is. Shivasu B'Tammuz is the day where the Rabbeinu Shalom tells us, remember that I didn't bring it on you in a flash. I didn't pounce on you without any warning. There was warning. But you didn't take the warning. You didn't listen closely enough to the signs I was giving you. Had you heeded my warnings, perhaps it wouldn't have ended in a Tisha. And the same thing is true year after year when we commemorate a Shivasu B'Tammuz. What we are commemorating is not simply Nishtabru Haluchos. Not simply Huvka Ha'ir. We're commemorating the fact that the Ribbono Shel'Olam sends us signs. He lets us know when the relationship is not going well. It's our job to listen to that. I believe that's what Yirmiyahu is telling us. Boyishnu kisharat kishamanu cherpo. Zu Shivasu B'Tammuz. Shamanu is from a distance. It's not here yet. Cherpa kisisinu panenu. That's Tisha B'Av. That's when we're in a situation of utter despair. Our Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. But there's something that comes before that cherpa which covers our faith. Faith. That's Boishnu kishamanu cherpa. The Rebbeinu Shalom sent us a sign. We just had to hear it. If we weren't listening to it, we didn't hear it. We don't hear it. Chalila v'chassid ultimately results in a Tisha B'Av. But we have that opportunity to hear a Shivasu B'Tammuz. What's ironic is, not a coincidence, that within that very event of Shviras Haluchos, the very event that tells us there's going to be something called persecution, there's something going to be called tragedy, and it's going to be painful. But at least this way you know that your relationship with the Ribbono Shel'Olam is not up to par. At least this way you'll have something telling you, you have to get back on track. In that very event, in that very me'ora, the Ribbono Shel'Olam tells us, how do we do it? Because Chazal tell us, as I mentioned before, that when those luchos were smashed, Klal Yisrael's Metzias, that reality changed entirely. As the Beis Halevi tells us, based on Chazal, Torah changed entirely. Limud HaTorah changed entirely. No longer are things munach lefanecha, no longer is it easy. Chazal say, from the moment of Shviras Haluchos, that was the Chiddush of a Talmud Chacham sitting and learning mitoch hadchak. When it's not easy, when it's painful, when it hurts. At that point was Nischadish, the idea, the concept of Shikha. That you're gonna learn and then you're gonna forget, you're gonna have to learn again. You're gonna learn and forget and learn again. It's a never-ending process. What the Ribbono Shel'Olam is telling us is that the way to enhance that relationship, you're gonna have to work on the relationship. And it's gonna be a painful process. A process where there's gonna be Uma Viloshon Shaletesba. There are gonna be times where you're overtaken by other people. But the only way to get through it is through your personal sacrifices. Through your limud HaTorah mitoch hadchak. And it doesn't mean limud HaTorah specifically, but you clinging to the Mesorah, clinging to the Torah mitzvahs mitoch hadchak, when it's hard, and you're sacrificing, and you're giving up something for the Ribbono Shel'Olam. That's how you maintain the relationship, even in the darkest of times, even in the hardest of times. That's the message of Shivasu B'Tammuz, that we have to look throughout our lives, look, and not be embarrassed, but Boishnu Kishamanu, hear the call of the Ribbono Shel'Olam. Let ourselves be inspired to realize that when He's calling out to us, He's telling us, He doesn't want to pain us for no reason, He's telling us the relationship has left something what to be desired. It's time to fix it. If we take that message once and for all, Be'ez Hashem, we won't have to come to the ultimate destruction of the Churban Abayis of Tisha B'Av. We'll be able to tell the Ribbono Shel'Olam, we heard, Shamanu, what you were telling us, and He will bring us the ultimate Ge'ula b'mheira b'yameinu.